After 43 years of business, Old Sacramento's Fat City Bar and Cafe will have its final day early next month. The Sacramento Business Journal's Sonia Soros joins us now to talk about this story and other business news. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve. Yeah, Fat City will close after service on November 2nd.
And this is one of several local eateries owned by Fat Family Restaurant Group. Why they make this decision?
Well, the restaurant's group's CEO said that it's largely due to a decline in business as well as rising costs. Fat City in Old Sacramento features American comfort food rather than the Chinese and Asian menus you see at other Fat Family restaurant properties.
Okay, so a decline in business. Is that because of more competition? Because, I mean, we're seeing a lot of new restaurants opening downtown with the arrival of Golden One Center. And just this week, we had a place called Polanco Cantina open in downtown Commons.
Yeah, the restaurant group's CEO did say that competition was a factor in the decision to close. Many new restaurants came with the opening of Golden One Center, and more are in the works. But the arena apparently posed another problem for Fat City, too. The restaurant group's CEO said that on event nights, parking in Old Sacramento costs $15, and that has dissuaded people from going to the historic district.
Well, after Fat City closes that Old Sacramento site, any idea what's going to happen to that space?
Well, the restaurant includes a neighboring building that currently houses Fat's Catering. The Fat family owns the two buildings, which are interconnected. The family plans to lease the space. The space already has restaurant equipment, which is an advantage for a future operator. It's also filled with antiques and heavy furniture that could be used by a new operator. We don't know which business will ultimately fill that spot, though.
This latest restaurant closure comes as Old Sacramento continues to face challenges. We've seen a lot of efforts in recent years to attract people who live in the Sacramento area to come to Old Sac.
That's right. Old Sacramento was first developed as a tourist attraction in the 1960s. But now that kind of heritage tourism no longer attracts out-of-town crowds. In fact, a report from a real estate advisory firm prepared for the city of Sacramento suggests Old Sacramento's retail and restaurant sales are underperforming compared to other parts of the city.
And there's been a push to turn that around by sort of reinventing the waterfront area. What's the status of those plans?
Yeah, those waterfront redevelopment plans are still moving forward. Ultimately, the goal is to turn Old Sacramento into a vibrant district with public amenities that host events and can be a community gathering spot near the Sacramento River. At a meeting last week, Old Sacramento business owners got a first look at what the new waterfront could look like. You probably remember that this project has been called the Front Street Experience.
Yeah, what are some of the highlights of that plan?
Well, a new park, civic and event space could extend south from J Street and stretch between Front Street and the Embarcadero walking path that runs along the Rotter. Part of the plan includes removing three buildings, long buildings that run parallel to the railroad tracks called the North and South Public Market Buildings, and a replica of a traditional one-room schoolhouse. There are five tenants in the city-owned buildings, but those businesses could apparently be relocated within the district. Ultimately, the waterfront redevelopment project could include elements such as public art, park space, interactive sculptures, and fountains.
And is there a timeline for when this all could materialize?
Well, the city has dedicated up to $47 million toward renovating the waterfront as part of what it calls the Destination Sacramento program. The plan for the waterfront is still in its early stages. Feedback from last week's meeting will be used to prepare a concept, which will be presented to the Sacramento City Council before the end of the year. If the council approves of the concept, the team behind the project will work on a more specific site plan.
All right. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
Sonia Soros from the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business and follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.